ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. صلوات. We are talking about the resemblances, the shabahat and resemblances between Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and the previous prophets of Allah. And in the last lesson, I was talking about his resemblance with Prophet Idris, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. And I mentioned to you the four statements about Prophet Idris alayhi salam. Among the scholars, some believe that he is raised to the fourth heaven, and some believe to the fifth heaven, and some believe that he is already dead. His soul was taken out by the angel of death, and he is not alive. And the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, where he has said that he is in the paradise. So now is the turn to talk about the next shabahat and resemblance between Imam Sahib al-Zaman al-Salam and Prophet Idris. And there is Idris غاب عن قومه لما عزموا على قتله كما في الحديث. Idris alayhi salam had a ghaibat and occultation. He went away from his people when the people tried to kill him. So obviously, every prophet would resist. We learn to resist in Islam. We don't give in to oppression. But you would resist when you have supporters. Isn't it right? When you have no supporters, they will be forced to go into the ghaibah. They won't compromise over their principles. They won't bend on the principles and values. But so he went to the ghaibah, occultation, went away from the people. Now, he went away to the people, and the same is what we find about Imam Sahib al-Zaman. So Idris alayhi salam talat ghaibatuhu hatta waqa'at shi'atuhu fi ghayat al-usr wal-diq wal-shidda. His ghaibat of Prophet Idris was so long that his followers ended up in hardship, in tough situation, in severe conditions. So similarly, Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam has a ghaibat, which we are in his ghaibat right now, and his Shias and followers will hatta taqa'a shi'atuhu fi ghayat al-usr wal-diq wal-shidda, until his followers will end up reaching in severe hardship, in hardship and tough situation and severe situation. So we have hadith in Biharul Anwar from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. where he has said, according to this narration, لا يزال بكم الأمر حتى يولد في الفتنة والجور من لا يعرف قد عندها حتى تملأ الأرض جورا فلا يقدر أحد يقول الله ثم يبعث الله عز وجل رجلا مني ومن عترتي فيملأ الأرض عدلا كما ملأها من كان قبله جورا. So we learn in the light of this hadith from the Holy Prophet, according to this narration, that the earth will be filled up with a lot of injustice, so much that no one would be able to say Allah. So practicing Islam will become so hard. So then Allah will send a man from me and my itrat, that means Ahlul Bayt, who is going to fill up the earth the way with justice, the way it was filled by those who were before him with jaur and injustice. So this is the situation that we are going similar to Prophet Idris alayhi salam. Now, when we are similar to the situation of Prophet Idris, what are we supposed to do? What the Shias of Prophet Idris did? What did the Shias of Prophet Idris did in the history? Let's go to the history. Now, before I go to that point, one more hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, where he says, according to this narration, قَالَ لَتُمْلَأَنَّ الْأَرْضُ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا حَتَّى لَا يَقُولُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ. Imam Ali says in this, according to this narration, the earth will be filled up of dhulm and jaur, means the injustice and oppression, so much that no one would say Allah. That means, so we learned that practicing Islam, being a practicing Muslim, would become so hard. Illa mustakhfiyan, except hiddenly. Thumma yati Allahu biqawmin salihin, then Allah will bring a salih, good-doing people. يَمْلَأُونَهَا قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا, they're going to fill it up, that means fill the earth with justice. كَمَا مُلَأَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا, the way it would be filled full with zulm and injustice. So when the nation of Idris alayhi salam went through the ghaibat and occultation and absence of Prophet Idris, and it lasted for a long time, what happened is that لَمَّا طَالَتْ غَيْبَتُهُ اتَّفَقَ النَّاسِ عَلَى التَّوْبَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَأَظْهَرُ اللَّهُ أَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَكَشَفَ عَنْهُمْ الْبُؤْسَ وَالشِّدَّةِ. When the ghaibat of Prophet, occultation of Prophet Idris prolonged, all his people did the tawbah towards Allah, and Allah brought Idris back and removed the hardship from them. So this is what is expected from us as well. Now, how many people are ready to do that? Al-Qa'im though ittafaqa an-nas 'ala at-tawbah ila Allah Ta'ala fi amrihi. Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam, if the people are united, they all do the tawbah towards Allah, repentance towards Allah, about the amr of the Imam, that means they all agree over the walayat of the Imam and obeying his right of rule, not the right of any tahut to rule. وَعَزَمُوا عَلَى نَصْرِهِ, and they intend to help him. لَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ, certainly, our scholar says, certainly Allah will bring him back, and this is what is again another resemblance between us and Prophet Idris alayhi salam. So now, the next resemblance is that Idris لما ظهر زل له الملك الجبار وأهل قريته. When Idris alayhi salam came back from his occultation, the tyrant ruler of his time became humble in front of him, and the people of that area, that neighborhood, that community, in other words, they accepted, they obeyed, they started to work under the Prophet Idris. So the same is definitely going to happen with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. إِذَا ظَهَرَ زَلَّتْ لُهُ الْمُلُوكُ الْجَبَابِرَ وَجَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْعَالَمِ. When Imam Sahib Zaman appear, all the taghuts will bend in front of him. I wish the people, the mu'mineen, the community worked hard under the principles of Quran today so they can bend the zalimeen today and make the job of the Imam easier instead of making the job of the Imam harder and saying, this is up to Imam Mahdi to do, let me just sit idle and do nothing. This is the behavior of some people. You know, they want to sit idle and do nothing against the zulm. They want to make the job harder and harder for the Imam. Is that the way you claim that you are supporting the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt? By strengthening the zalimeen and their agendas? Because you love to live in this world. You love the interests of this dunya. So these kind of cowards, they don't deserve to become president of any organization, or secretary or treasurer of any organization. They don't deserve to lead nothing of Islam because you are a coward. Don't allow your cowardice to harm Islam. That's your personal problem, not Islam's problem. You are a chicken, don't let Islam to suffer because of what you are. Let the Islam be prospered by those who deserve to lead. So, إِذَا ظَهَرَ, when Imam Sahib Zaman will appear, زَلَّتْ لَهُ الْمُلُوكُ الْجَبَابِرَةُ, all the tyrant rulers will become humble in front of him. And وَجَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْعَالَمِ, and all the dwellers of the universe. Well, everything else is already humble in front of him and obedient under his command. He is the commander-in-chief, عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ, absolute commander from Allah. الْوَلَايَةُ التَّكْوِنِيَّةُ الْمُطْلَقَةُ, all the miracles of the Prophet are with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and all the miracles of all the previous prophets are with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He is the one who has the stick and asa of Prophet Musa with him. He is the one who has Zulfiqar of Amir al-Mu'mineen with him. He is the one who has the qamis of Prophet Yusuf, the shirt of Prophet Yusuf with him. And he has the one who has the khatam and ring of Sulaiman with him. And so forth. There's a long list. So everything else in the universe is already obedient towards him. It's just about some of the arrogant humans and jinns. So everyone in the universe will be humble in front of him. And this is another resemblance between Prophet Idris and Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Now coming to the resemblance in Shabahat between Prophet Hud and Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Hud alayhi salam qila ismuhu Abir. It is said that his name was Abir with the ayn. Bashara bidhuhurihi Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam gave the glad tidings and basharat about the arrival of Hud. Hud came after Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So it's narrated in Kamaluddin from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, qal, according to this narration, lamma hadarat Nuhan al-wafatu, da'a al-shi'a, faqala lahum, i'lamu annahu sayakunu min ba'di ghaybatun tadhharu al-tawaghit. So when the time of death, when death came to Prophet Nuh, he said to his Shias, his followers of Prophet Nuh, He called his Shias and said to them, know that soon there will be a ghaibat, an occultation after me, where tawaghit will appear, taghuts will appear. Wa inna Allah azza wa jal yufarriju ankum bil qa'imi min wuldi ismuhu Hud. And Allah is going to remove your turmoil through the Qa'im from my lineage, whose name is Hud. The riser from my lineage, whose name is Hud. Lahu samtun wa sakinatun wa wiqar. And yushbihuni fi khalqi wa khulqi. He will be having sakina and waqar and tranquility and dignity. In other words, something similar to that. And he is going to resemble me in his appearance and his morals. وَسَيَهْلِكُ اللَّهُ أَعْدَاءَكُمْ عِنْدَ ظُهُورِهِ بِالْرِيحِ. And Allah is soon going to destroy your enemies. Prophet Nuh is talking to his Shias. Allah is soon going to destroy your enemies through a wind. فَلَمْ يَزَالُ يَرْقُبُونَ هُودًا. So the Shias of Prophet Nuh were waiting for arrival for Hud, وَيَنْتَظُرُونَ ظُهُورَهُ, and awaiting his appearance, حَتَّى طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ, until the duration became prolonged, وَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُ أَكْسَرِهِمْ, and most of the Shias, most of the followers of Hud alayhi salam, their hearts became hardened. Hearts become hardened because of the, isn't it right? Because of our bad behaviors. فَأَظْهَرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, that's not in the hadith I'm explaining to you. فَأَظْهَرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ذِكْرَهُ ذِكْرَ نَبِيِّهِ هُودًا عِنْدَ الْبَأْسِ مِنْهُمْ. So Allah then brought the zikr and remembrance of his prophet Hud. And وَتَنَاهِ الْبَلَاءِ بِهِمْ وَأَهْلَكَ الْأَعْدَاءِ بِالرِّيحِ الْعَقِيمِ, and Allah killed their and the enemies with the aqim wind. Aqim wind, when the word aqim of Arabic, which is used for, and you know, not having babies and children, this word for a wind is used, it means a wind that does not have rain. Any blowing of the wind which is without the rain is called a rihul aqim. So Allah is going to punish them. Then Allah sent the wind without the rain to punish those people. وَالَّتِي وَصَفَهَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ذِكْرَهُ فَقَالَ, that wind is what Allah has mentioned in Surah Az-Zariyat, verse number 41. وَفِي عَادٍ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ مَا تَذَرُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا جَعَلَتْهُ كَالرَّمِيمِ. So these two verses of Holy Quran, 41 and 42 from Surah Az-Zariyat, where we learned from these verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in the nation of Ad the aqim wind, that means wind without the rain, and that wind was not passing by anything except that it converted that thing into like a decayed bone. Just like a decayed bone, what happens is devastated and destroyed. So everything that it was passing by, it converted, the wind converted it into like a decayed bone. So that was the punishment in the time of the Prophet Hud alayhi salam, and his nation is called the nation of Ad, which was punished by Allah through the wind. Now the resemblance with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, coming to our point. Al-Qa'im alayhi salam qad بشر بظهوره بعد غيبته بجميع تلك الخصوصيات كل واحد من آبائه الكرام. So every one of his ancestors gave the basharat and glad tidings about his arrival. Prophet Hud, Prophet Nuh gave the basharat to his Shias before his death. About Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, all of his ancestors gave the basharat and glad tidings about the arrival of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And also in the time of Prophet Hud, Allah sent the wind to destroy the enemies. Here is what is going to happen in the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Ahlak Allahu azza jal al-kafirin bil-rih al-aqim. Now al-qaim ajjal Allahu ta'ala farajahu. سيهلك الله تعالى جمعا من الكافرين به بريح سوداء. Allah is going to kill a group of kafirin in the appearance of the Imam's time. Allah is going to devastate a group of kafirin with the black wind. So this is the second resemblance between Prophet Hud and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now coming to the resemblance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with Prophet Saleh ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Saleh ghaba an qawmihi falamma raja'a alayhim ankarahu kathirun minhum. Saleh alayhi salam also had a ghaybat. Well, several prophets of Allah had ghaybat. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not the only one. Isn't it right? So Saleh alayhi salam also had a ghaybat. When he returned back to his people, most of the people of his nation denied him. The constant behavior of the humanity, takzib, denying the messengers, slandering them, calling them sahir, magician, calling them kazzab, a liar. That's a constant behavior of the Muslim, of the human community. So now it's narrated in Kamaluddin wa Itmamun Ni'mah from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, qala inna salihan ghaba an qawmihi zamanan. So wakana yawma ghaba anhum kahlan. So he was an old man when he disappeared from his nation. See, when a person is an old man, you know him. You have been living with him for so long years. Isn't it right? He was not a young boy of 12 that you cannot recognize when he's 25 because there are changes in his face expression or face appearance. He was an old man. The community knew him already. So, but still look at that they denied him. فَلَمَّا رَجَعَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. That's a long hadith. I'm skipping certain things from the middle. فَلَمَّا رَجَعَ. So that's where they are. So that was the hadith earlier. Now let me say what the scholars have mentioned. فَلَمَّا رَجَعَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوهُ بِصُورَتِهِ. When he returned back, people did not recognize him. And وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ سَلَاسِ طَبَقَاتٍ. Now community divided into three. طَبَقَةٌ جَاحِدَةٌ لَا تَرْجِعْ أَبَدًا. One is the denying segment of the community who's not ready to accept it, is denying it. وَأُخْرَى شَكَّ فِيهِ. Second group of the people starting to do shak about Prophet Saleh. And that وَأُخْرَى عَلَىٰ يَقِينٍ. And the third group of the people were the ones who have yaqeen about him. So he went to رَجَعَ بِطَبَقَةٍ شَكَّ الشكاك فقال لهم أنا صالح فكذبوه وشتموه وزجروه وقالوا برئ الله منك. He went to that group who had shak about him. They started to deny him. They started to say talk bad to him and condemned. In other words, starting to condemn him and said Allah is bari from you. Allah disassociates himself from you. This is what the people said to Prophet Saleh. So he went fa'atal jahad qala alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said he came to the jahad, those people who denied him. This is the first, this one the earlier I mentioned is about the shakak, those who had doubt about him. Now Prophet Saleh came to that category of people who denied him totally. Denied. Falam yasma'u minhu al-qaul. They didn't even bother to listen what he's saying. وَنَفَرُوا مِنْهُ أَشَدُّ النُّفُورِ. And they hated him the most severe hating. ثُمَّ انْطَلَقَ إِلَى الطَّبَقَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ. Then he came to the third group of the people. Third group, وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْيَقِينِ. The ones who had yaqeen. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ. So this is why we read the dua in the time of ghaybat. يَا اللَّهُ يَا رَحْمَانُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قلبي على دينك. One of the best du'as which our scholars say we should recite in the time of ghaybat. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, O Allah, O Rahman, O Rahim, O the changer of the souls, make me steadfast over your religion. So religion of Allah is a guarantor for our protection in this world and the hereafter. But we need to protect the religion. If we protect the religion, religion protects us. If we lose the faith and its values, then we have no guarantor. So, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Sabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. We need to recite this dua as much as we can. At least once in a day. It's not a big deal. Once in a day, everyone can do it, isn't it? These teachings of Islam are you know, supposed to be valued. So now Prophet Saleh came to those who believed. So Ahlul Yaqeen, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ أَنَا صَالِحٌ. He said, I am Saleh. فَقَالُوا أَخْبِرْنَا خَبَرًا نَشُكُّ فِيهِ أَنَّكَ صَالِحٌ. Give us some news, you know, that we don't have a doubt that you are Saleh. That means show some sign, in other words. Well, that's okay. That's okay to ask a prophet or a messenger or an imam to show any miracle or a sign, an alamat, to prove his claim. This is not insult. That's not bad. This is okay. You are respectfully asking a prophet to show a sign. So they said, show us, give us some news. So this is where he said that, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَنَا صَالِحٌ الَّذِي أَتَيْتُكُمْ بِالنَّاقَى. I am the Saleh who brought the she camel for you. قَالُوا صَدَقْتَ. They said, you said the truth. وَهِي. فَمَا عَلَامَتُهَا. They said, okay, what's the sign of that camel? And that's where Prophet Saleh said what is narrated in the Holy Quran. Prophet Saleh said, this is narrated in the Holy Quran in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse number 155. قَالَ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهَ شِرْبٌ. This ayat of Quran, a segment of that ayat, is what is mentioned there. هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهَ شِرْبٌ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. So he said, this is the she-camel. She shall have her portion of water, and you have your portion of water on an appointed time. If you remember the history when the she-camel was brought from the mountain, and that was asked by the disbelievers, that if you bring the she-camel out, we will end up becoming mu'mins. So Prophet Saleh brought a she-camel with a huge camel out of a mountain as a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it was settled as a principle, because it's a huge camel. It requires food, isn't it right? It requires water. So this camel is going to drink from that nearby river from one day. You guys are not allowed to take water from that stream. On the other day, you are allowed to take the stream, not the camel. But they did not even obey this kind of deal which was already established among them. They did not honor that deal either. So Prophet Saleh said to these people, "Laha shirbun wa lakum shirbu yawmin ma'loom." This is what he said on that at that time. Qalu amanna billahi wa bima ja'tana bihi. So they said, we believe in you, we have iman in you and what you have brought. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارِكَ وَتَعَالَى أَنَّ صَالِحًا مُرْسَلٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. أَتَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ صَالِحًا مُرْسَلٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. So this is what happened in the time of Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. Now coming back to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the resemblance between Prophet Saleh and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam also obviously had a ghaibat. Prophet Saleh had a ghaibat. Most of the people who were mu'mins who accepted him denied Prophet Saleh. Most of the humanity denied Prophet Saleh. Now same is the case. Most of the humanity denied Imam Sahib al-Zaman. When he returns back, people were divided into three: Jahad and Shakkak and Mutayakkin. Same is the situation with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. When he appears, there will be Jahad, people who deny him totally, Shakkak, who have doubt about him. Both are obviously falling in the same category at the end of the day. And they are Mutayakkin, people who have Yaqeen and Iman about the Imam. So, those people who will believe will come to the Imam and ask for alamat. Yes, we have narration that tell us. Sayyid al-Khurasani, whosoever he is, we don't know. For sure, we don't know who he is. Sayyid al-Khurasani will come from Khurasan. Khurasan today is the biggest province inside Iran, where the Mashhad al-Muqaddas is located. But in earlier Earlier times, the word Khorasan was used in several occasions in the history for the entire Iran, and even those of the regions which were part of Iran, like Turkmenistan and Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, and even parts of Afghanistan, you know, Balkh and Mazar Sharif, and all those areas were part of the larger one country. So Sayyid al-Khurasani will come to Iraq, and after Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, according to certain narrations, will finish the job in Medina and Mecca, and he will then come to Iraq to fight with the remainder forces of Sufyani inside Iraq. Sufyani, la'anatullahi alayhi, supported by the West, will try to attack the Holy Kaaba to destroy it. Isn't it right? The long-standing dream of Kufar. And his forces will also be available in Iraq. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, according to certain narrations, we learn that he will be, you know, coming towards Iraq, and there will be long war to clean Iraq from the nonsense. And Sayyid al-Khurasani will come from Iran, from Khurasan, to join hands with the Imam and do the bay'at. You don't find any war in all the riwayat. There is no war against Iran. There is no war in any riwayat of Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam, any fighting against Iran. There is no war. Sayyid al-Khurasani will come with his people and do the bay'at of Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam after asking the Imam the alamat. And this is where Imam alayhi salam, according to some narrations, some scholars have mentioned that he will show, and then they will, all of them will do the bay'at and oath of allegiance and start supporting with the Imam and fight alongside with him against those forces of evil in Iraq and then obviously elsewhere. You know, obviously, I mean, this is not in the riwayat, but they are part of his team. So now so this is about, I think we are almost close to the end. I have like 3 or 4 minutes. As usual, I would ask questions from our children, 9 to 25. First question will be from the girl's side and second from the boys. So if you can please tell me the resemblances we talked about, the resemblance of Imam Mahdi with Adam alayhi salam, and with Habil and Shis and Nuh and Idris. And today we talked about Hud and Saleh alayhi salam, which we are continuing the discussion. So I asked the questions about Prophet Adam and Imam Mahdi's resemblances. Now, what is the resemblance between the girls? What are the resemblance between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and Habil alayhi salam? I need an answer from the girl side, not the boys. Resemblance between Imam Mahdi and Habil alayhi salam. This is where I requested everyone to please write it down so you don't forget. إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَحْفَظُوا حَتَّى تَكْتُبُوا. So, okay, now is the turn. The girls have missed their turn. Now is the turn for the boys, 9 to 25. Boys, 9 to 25. Anyone who can tell me the shabahat and resemblance of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam with Habil alayhi salam. So if not, then we'll ask the elder sisters. The boys have lost their turn. Elder sisters. We want to make it interactive, isn't it right? So you know what's going on. It's not just I'm speaking, and I hope it's not... It's not something like, you know. Huh? Yeah, it's the sister side first. Elder sisters, resemblance between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and Habil alayhi salam. Usually our sisters are ahead of the brothers, but this time I see that it's not the case. Okay, the men above 30, anyone above 25, 25 and above, 25 and above, resemblance between, yes. No, no, this is not the thing. This is not the thing about Habil, what I mentioned. Okay, the boys have lost their turn. The sisters again. Sisters again, above 25. Okay, the time is almost over, so inshallah we'll continue. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. MashaAllah, in the intelligent community of Zainab Center.